Welcome to China Horse Business, the one and only podcast focusing on the booming Chinese equine market, bringing to you by two experts of Chinese equine industry, Zoe King and Wen Li, from Shanghai and Beijing, introducing China to the world. Hi Wen, how's going?
Everything is going well. Enjoying Beijing in autumn, the best season of the year.
So true. When I visited Beijing last week, the weather was just amazing. It should be also the best season for riding in Beijing.
Absolutely. Well, we're all in Golden Week holiday, which covers 7 consecutive days of public holiday, starting from the 1st of October, China National Day.
Yes, my little brother is visiting me in Shanghai. We will go camping in the suburbs of Shanghai. How about you?
I will definitely spend time with friend family and maybe climb the Xiangshan Mountain in Beijing, where you can see the maple leaves all over the way up.
Amazing! Well, in the end of September, we also have a piece of good news for Hong Kong racing. Let's break it down in today's China News session.
Hong Kong government announced the end of a mandatory hotel quarantine for overseas arrivals after more than 2 years. Income travelers under the new plan will only be required to go through 3 days of home medical surveillance, with their movement citywide limited.
This so-called 0+3 measures hugely ease the travel restriction. It will help Hong Kong jockeys and horses to participate in overseas races such as Dubai World Cup and Melbourne Cup.
For the moment, the entrance to Hong Kong race courses is still limited to invited public with COVID prevention. But Hong Kong Jockey Club increased the prize money for racing season 2022/2023 to attract more foreign jockeys and punters. The prize money reaches 1.62 billion Hong Kong dollars, increasing 11.5% compared to last season.
With the new 0+3 travel plan, mainland people can travel more easily to Hong Kong. It is also predicted that mainland will soon ease its travel restriction for Hong Kong and international travelers.
Let's remind you that the current quarantine measure is 7 days mandatory hotel quarantine and 3 days home medical surveillance for overseas arrivals in mainland.
7+3.
Exactly. Well, let's move on to the China Club section. Today we're bringing to Beijing Rider Partners International Question Club.
The club is located in Tongzhou District, 1 hour driving distance from city center. The club has over 8,000 square meters construction surface, including indoor arenas and 2 big outdoor arenas. A nice clubhouse is also well equipped, connecting to the indoor arena.
The club owns 44 horses, including Thoroughbred, Pony, Warmblood, and Shetland Pony.
They use the French Gallop system for daily coaching. The riders of the club are mainly young and beginners riders.
The shareholders have invested a lot in innovating the club for the past 2 years. Next step, the club is aiming to organize more high-level jumping competition.
Look forward to it. Speaking of French Gallop system, I talked to one of French coaches currently in China, old Véronique Valadoux. Let's listen to her China story. Hello, old Véronique. How are you doing?
Hello, Zoe. I'm fine, thank you.
So great to have you on our podcast today. I know you are in Dalian. You are coaching in a local equestrian club for a few years now. But I also know that coaching in China, coaching in an equestrian club, is not exactly what brought you to China in the beginning. Can you tell us the story?
So, yeah. So I'm French, basically. My background is a theater nurse, so nothing relating to horse riding. I'm still a horse owner, but I did many competitions in France. We arrived here in 2017 thanks to my husband, Job, who was moved here in Dalian. Mm-hmm. So for us, China was at the beginning really an adventure, nothing that we knew about, and moreover with the language, which is super hard to learn. But we are super happy to be here. Chinese people are really wonderful. and super welcoming.
How did you meet with this equestrian club and end up with working as a coach there?
It's a specific story. I'm working now as a coach in Springfield Equestrian Center. At first, they had horses, and I came to see the owner saying, okay, this is what I used to do in France or in England, because I lived in England during 4 years. And I used to rent a horse at the beginning before buying my horse. Do you have any possibilities to have me renting a horse monthly, and we will see the progress and everything? And she said, why not? This is not something we used to do in China, but okay, I'm willing to try this experience. And finally, we had a really nice relationship, which became a really good friendship. And finally, the horse that I was renting during a year became my horse, because I bought her 2 years ago now.
Okay.
And so I trained her because she was a young horse. When I started with her, she was 4 years old.
Mm-hmm.
She's now six and a half, and she's jumping very well. So we trained her for competition, and she's doing really well. And it led me as well discovering another way of jumping as well, because I had the French background, and I discovered with my Chinese coach the German background.
Mm-hmm.
So, no, it was a combination of everything, and it's ended super well. Because, we started to have many, many foreigners, because we are close by an American school.
Mm-hmm.
People came asking me to give some lessons. So this is the reason why I became coach for this club. And to be honest, I will be always loyal with them, because they gave me the chance first without knowing me.
Mm-hmm.
And finally, yeah, we have a really good friendship.
Cool. And you agree to help out a little bit in the stable?
Yeah.
And beyond training your own horse?
Yeah. So it's a collaboration in the way that I'm helping them to have a more French way of teaching. Like you have the riding teaching, and you have as well the knowledge of the material, the way you go to your horse, the way you communicate with your horse.
Mm-hmm.
And finally, they wanted that as well. So it's more an exchange between them and I than a pure work relationship. It's nice. I'm really happy.
Yeah. How long has it been?
Now since nearly the beginning, 4 years and a half.
Okay.
And we are here in China since nearly 6 years.
Okay, I see. Great, a long-term relationship. And like you said earlier, the club is close to American school, and you have a lot of kids as riders.
Yeah.
So Chinese parents, obviously, they want to send them kids to ride horses when the budget, when is possible. You have been riding in France, in UK maybe, and now in China. From the perspective of parents, how Chinese parents are different from French or English parents when they send their kids to ride horses? Is there any different expectation, budget, time, or any other requirement?
Regarding the budget, yes, sure. Horse riding in China is comparatively to France more expensive. Regarding the relationship that we have with the parents, for my part as a foreign coach, when I have a Chinese kid, before starting any session, like before they are signing in to have me as a coach, I set up everything that I want. I mean, most of the time, I used to hear that Chinese parents, they want their kids riding 50 minutes and no less and anything. For me, I explain them that they will ride, for example, 40 minutes, mm-hmm. but they will have 10 minutes of knowledge, of learning, like which are the color of the horses or the pony, what is a saddle, how to saddle your horse, how to approach your horse in the box and everything. So it's part of the learning. And for me, it's one of the most important parts. So I make things clear before they sign with me. Mm-hmm. And most of them, they agree. As soon as they understand that it won't be 50 minutes strict, that it will be 40 minutes plus 10 minutes of extra, they are okay with that. And after, most of them, they are super supportive. I've never heard any parents, since I'm teaching in China, shouting after their kids because they miss an obstacle, because they are not listening, because the kid is not listening or whatever. I've seen that in France, and I was shocked at this time on the competition. I've never seen that here in China. For me, it's great, and it's excellent. It's more the way I want the kids enjoying riding. I really want them enjoying riding, taking pleasure, thinking about the relations they have and the communication they have with their pony, instead of hearing the parents interfering each minute or hearing the parents shouting or saying, oh, take that or do that or listen to your teacher. It's impossible, honestly. So no, I'm super happy.
Okay, great. Also, you're saying that Chinese parents, maybe they believe in you, they trust the coach, so they will leave you, leave the professional thing to professionals. And so they will fully believe in their coaches. They will not interrupt the coaching and put their mind on the way that you coach their kids. So it's good.
Exactly.
The respect, they're respectful to the coach.
Yeah, and they are respectful to their kid as well. So, and with my students, they are super respectful with their kid and understandable. So, no worries.
Cool.
It's a pleasure.
Yeah, so I'm so glad that you enjoy the way that you walk in this club in China. And also happy to hear that Chinese parents, they are not very pushing, like we maybe say that they may be very eager to have the result, but instead they take time, they put a lot of faith and trust on you, on their kids and on the horses. I can imagine it is a good relationship, a good way to walk on a daily basis.
Yeah, exactly.
Great.
Exactly that.
Thank you very much, old Véronique.
You're welcome, Zoe. And thank you for having me.
Yeah, thank you for your sharing. And hope to see you soon in Dalian or in Shanghai or in any competition arenas. You and your horse and your student.
Yeah, for sure. We will try. We will work for that. Thank you, Zoe.
Thank you very much.
With the travel restriction, not so many foreign coaches can travel to or stay in China. There is a demand for more experienced foreign coaches for equestrian clubs and riders.
Hope what's happening in Hong Kong can bring us more good news. And guys, if you are a coach or an educational institution and you have planned to come to China when the travel restriction is lifted, please let us know in advance. You can always write to us at contact@wonder-horse.com and talk about your equine projects for China.
And don't forget to leave us a comment and a 5-star rate on Apple Podcasts or any podcast platform you are using.
All right, Wen, it's fun to hang out with you today. Have fun with the rest of Golden Week.
You too. Bye-bye.
This podcast is co-hosted by Zoe King and Wen Li, powered by Wonder Horse, a business solution provider focusing on Chinese equine market and a bespoke equestrian community in China.